We had something planned for here, but we pivoted about 20 minutes ago because I go into the control room and they were thinking back to something we said in the opening segment.
Something I said.
Something you said, yeah. We talked about going to see Blink-182 last night in Fort Worth. Awesome time. Great time.
And keep in mind, we have a huge Blink fan running our board right now. So he heard this and took issue with me saying that Blink was punting on lyrics by just saying nah.
So yeah, and
we have the audio of it.
I know. It's out there.
Like
I stand by it, and you're probably going to play me some Beatles stuff here, and I'm going to be like, well, yeah. I was give up too.
But yeah, we've had the discussion before. Blink was really big with the generation. If you're between the age of, I don't know, 30 to 45, it's a big thing. And if you don't like it, I understand. I'm never going to argue with you if you don't like a certain type of music. If you have a reason not to like it, or if it just doesn't appeal to you, that's fine. It's whatever. I'm probably the same way with some bands that I don't like.
But it was a good live show, and I'm glad I went last night.
Yes, it was great, and you had a good time. And this is what Sean said around 1:25 today.
I just felt like there were times when I would listen to a song, they would just have give up lyrics. Like if any band is saying na 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 na, I'm just like, you could come. I've listened to you write other songs and they're okay. Don't just punt on lyrics, and that always like really bugged me about Blink.
So yeah, and
weird edit.
Honestly, Sean's upset.
Blink in there. Well, so after I heard that, I immediately looked at him and I was like, I feel like a lot of bands have that in their songs, or at least one song. And so since then, Ham and I have been trying to think of every song we could that had at some point them doing that for an extended period of time. And we found like 20 in 5 minutes.
Can I guess the first one you guys thought of? I'm sure if you have an order you want to play, I just want to know the first song you guys thought of.
It took us a little bit to even remember that one.
Really?
We'll go with that one last.
What about Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Hey, Goodbye?
Oh, I'm sure there's a bunch.
Let's go down the list of some of the ones that we found here. One.
I'll tell you, when you play mine, I'll tell you the one.
Okay, so this was from, the return cut we played was a BTS song, Dynamite, that had it in there. But how about this song from Pink, one of her biggest hits, So What?
There it is, right away. This would have been summer of 08.
Not her best offering.
Name me one that is.
I've heard she's great live.
The one where she's coming up, so we better get this party started.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
George isn't going to like that one. So there's Pink, So What? All right.
Maybe
her and Blink share songwriting credits. Let's go to a different genre. What about Oasis, All Around the World?
Give up too. I like Oasis. They write great songs. They can do better.
See, I don't think this is... I think we're going to notice this through this segment. It's not necessarily a lyric to the song, because
it's just filler.
It's kind of filler. It's kind of like adding a bridge in, and especially in a live show, it gets people to sing. I do think there is value to having this, and especially
that is a good device. You're right.
For making a catchy pop song, something that people can sing along to. You're not just like, oh crap, I can't think of anything to put in this 15-second part of a 3-minute and 30-second song. I'm just going to say no, 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 no a bunch of times. I think that there is value to this.
Well, it doesn't have to just be pop or rock. We also have a hip-hop song. What about everyone's favorite rap song, Here Comes the Hot Stepper?
Okay.
Hit it! Na, 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 na.
'93,
early '90s.
The bad thing about this one is this is like punting on first down.
Yeah.
No, see, right up the gate. Okay, so that's not the first verse. That's just the lead into the song. I think that makes the song better than just having the instrumental run for the first 25 seconds. I think having that sing along portion where you're singing na 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 na, I think it makes the song better than just hearing the bass line and everything.
What about when Will Smith did it in the song Getting Jiggy With It.
Well.
Okay. This was a song that Ryan Medlin has never heard, by the way, until like 4 years ago.
This is a beating of the highest order.
So late 90s. Young Mino, yeah. Like, what do you want him to say there?
You want to
ball with getting jiggy with it. You might fall trying to do what I I'm getting jiggy with it.
I mean, there's no shortage of lyrics during the other parts. Come up with a better chorus.
They figure it out. How about, okay, we go back to the, I'm guessing this is the 80s. Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Couple skate.
This could be more Laws than Nas, but it's the same
Laws and Nas, whatever. It's all the same.
It's like the Wilhelm scream of music, apparently.
It really is.
If you're just listening, this is our segment called Hit the Nas.
All right. If we do this again, which we will have the...
Oh, there's plenty.
We'll have the ammo to do so.
It's an unlimited resource we have.
This could have been performed last night if they had a different opener. My Chemical Romance, MCR, had a song called Na Na Na. This is
it sounds like a chant at a soccer game or
something. Yeah. This is 100%
okay.
Give up. And if we can't trust My Chemical Romance to come up with a better lyrics, what are we doing? All right, move to
It's like
the...
Dylan and My Chemical Romance, mm-hmm. the songwriters of generation.
Let's move to some of the bigger acts here. This is more La La, but Elton John and Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah. It's always very ribby.
What's wrong with this? Anything wrong with these
wrong with
Laws or Nas?
Get it.
They could just be saying Crocodile Rock, Crocodile Rock, Crocodile Rock.
We have Journey doing Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'.
Oh. Noticing a lot
this
of whip
bad.
Songs
this
on this
is,
list.
This one's a whip. Never slow dance to this one?
No. I wasn't born in 1973.
At the Mesquite Middle School dance, they weren't dipping into the 70s.
Not too much Journey.
They were in Lake Dallas.
Really?
Oh yeah.
We were a little
behind the times.
This seems like it would have been played at the Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have Michael Jackson now, PYT.
Great song.
I don't love that title anymore. All right, so the last two here, I'm guessing these are going
to
be yours.
I like the songs where the artist will tell the people what to sing and they sing it back.
Yeah,
I like that. We need to bring it back.
Direction.
Yeah.
Doing a call. Okay, so this was the first one that I thought of. This is the Beatles. Hey Jude.
Exactly the first one I thought of too. Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
See, this is necessary.
But it goes on.
It kind of
like 3 minutes.
A little long. Could have cut it back a little bit.
Everybody was high, so I kind of give him a pass.
Is this one the middle of the Circle J?
Yeah. Hey
Jude. Do you think John and Paul were debating how long to have this go on?
Yeah, I see we do it 6 more minutes.
Yeah, okay. Let's make it about 3.5.
This one is
going to
bother everybody. Because this na 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 thing is in our open song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the words to our open.
But at least this slaps.
It does.
Na 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 na
It's everywhere, baby.
Yeah, man.
If you want to put out a banger, you have to have some Nas or some Laws in it.
Yeah.
Or some woohoos or some shouts.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You've got to do it.
And yeah, there's a bunch more if we ever want to hit the Nas again.
We'll hit the Nas at some point.
Don't you worry. We got a long summer ahead.
And some AM fill-in.
There you go. Yeah.